We're going to start with letters S, A and T. Can anybody tell me how to pronounce those letters in French using their French alphabet? Let's start with S. In French it is?
The same.
The same, S. What about A in French? It's not A, is it? It's A. Ah, you're doing very well. Très bien. What about T? T. It's not T in French, it's?
T.
Super, well done. So we've got S, A, T. Tu got class? S.
S.
Oh la la. S.
S.
A.
A.
T.
T.
S, S, S.
S, S, S.
A, A, A.
A, A, A.
T, T, T.
T-t-t.
Excellent. Now, on va commencer par S. We're going to start with S. And you can see here that you've got an action. And it says, bougez la main, move your hand. Budge your hand, if you like. Comme un serpent, en tournant un S, et tu dis S, S, S. So what I want you to do is copy me. S.
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 S,
S, S.
S, S, S.
S, S, S.
S, S, S.
Serpent.
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 Sable.
Sable.
Aussi.
Aussi.
Nounours.
Nounours.
Classe.
Classe.
Serpent.
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 Sable.
Sable.
Is there a really snaky s sound? Aussi.
Aussi.
Nounours.
Nounours.
Classe.
Class.
Now look at those five words. What do you notice? What thing have they got in common?
What thing have they got in common?
No.
Wait. They've all got an S. Do they all start with the letter S? Let's have a see. Serpent, oui. Sable, oui.
Ah, no.
Aussi. So they've all got the letter S in common, but does it always come in the same place? No. Whereabouts does it come then? Sometimes at the beginning, so we've got serpent and sable.
The beginning and the middle and the end.
But it's always the same sound. So if you learn how to pronounce letter S in French, which is very similar to English, then you're doing okay.
Let's have one final practice.
Serpent.
Serpent.
Sable.
Sable.
Aussi.
Aussi.
Nounours.
Nounours.
Classe.
Glass.
Right, I'm going to point to one of the words and I want you to use that S sound. Let's practice again. Good snake impersonation. Excellent.
Excellent.
Alors, S.
S.
Très bien. Et voilà, S avec serpent. So when you think of the letter S in French, I want you to always have in your mind, maybe even close your eyes, think about that picture of the serpent. We would call it a serpent, wouldn't we, or a snake. Serpent, and try and visualise drawing that snake like a snaky letter S in the air. Alors maintenant, on va passer à A.
I'm
going to
move on to the next one.
And the word we're going to focus on, or the key word, is going to be acrobat. Acrobat, very similar to English. Acrobat. Now then, voilà l'acrobat. Cette fois-ci pour l'action, pour le geste, on va tourner le main. Ah, 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 ah. Like an acrobat. Imagine that you're doing lots of spins in the air like an acrobat. Ah, 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 ah.
Ah, 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 ah.
Super. Acrobat.
Acrobat.
Like the picture we've got up here. Acrobat.
Acrobat.
Avion.
Avion.
Ami.
Ami.
Papa.
Papa.
Anana.
Anana.
Anybody recognise that anana?
It's a fruit.
What kind of fruit is it?
Pineapple.
Excellent, well done. What about papa? Daddy, that's right, papa. And avion, if you think of the word aviation, that might give you a clue. Not water.
A plane.
An aeroplane. Gravity.
No, somebody said it over there, we? An aeroplane. A for avion, A for aeroplane. Think of aviation. Acrobat.
Acrobat. Avion.
Avion.
Ami.
Ami.
Papa.
Papa.
Anana.
Anana.
Right, this time, let's have another practice with our swirly fingers. Acrobat.
Acrobat.
What about this one here?
Ami.
Ami, super.
Papa.
Avion. Just be careful with anana. I don't know if you can see it on the board, but it's got a very faint letter S. I normally draw brackets around them, don't I? William, what did you just say? It is silent. Well done, well spotted. Okay, let's go back to the S then. How do we do the gesture for S? Okay, see who's really awake this morning. How many of those words, apart from serpong, can you remember? Can anybody remember another word that's got that S in from the list that we did?
No.
Sadler, well done, which is sand.
Glass.
Glass, super.
Aussie.
My goodness. Any others?
Oh no, that's one there.
That's with the A's. Right, let's move on. So we've done our S's, we've done our A's, we've got serpent, we've got acrobat, and finally, we've got tennis. What William just said about those silent letters, thank you, boys. Is a good point. You can see on here, the T on serpent is really faint. And that means that you don't pronounce it. In English, sorry, in French, what I normally do on the board to make it really clear is I put brackets around it, don't I? Acrobat, you don't hear the E. It's not acrobati, it's acrobat. And what about this word then?
Tennis.
So this time we do actually hear the S. And it's very uncommon to hear the letter S at the end of a word. Often in French, more often than not, the letter S is silent. Okay, so une lettre muette, it's a silent letter. Okay, we're going to move on to S. We're going to move on to T. So we've had S, A, et maintenant, T. Now this gesture I really like. When you watch somebody playing tennis, you follow the ball and you go like this with your head, from left to right, from left to right. Can you practice that with me? And what I want you to do is say
ta.
So every time you turn your head, ta. Imagine you're watching that ball go backwards and forwards. Well done.
I've got a headache.
Tennis.
Tennis.
Tapi.
Tapi.
What do you notice about tapi? Who's awake this morning?
Silent S.
Silent S. Well done. Chu.
Chu.
Patat.
Patat.
Tont.
Tont.
And we've got another silent E at the end. Let's practice those again. Tennis.
Tennis.
Tapi.
Tapi.
Chu.
Two.
Patat.
Patat.
Tant.
Tant.
Okay, let's do that ta-ta-ta again. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Super, bravo. I'm going to point at the words. Let's see if you can pronounce them correctly. Think about that ta sound the whole time. Some of the ta's at the beginning, some of them in the middle. Look at patat and tant. It's always a ta sound. It's always the same sound. Okay, let's start with this one. Tapi, no S's, remember.
Patat. Tennis.
Tennis. Excellent. Now then, let's go back to the A's. So I'm really testing you to see what you can remember. We had all the other step on. We had the class. We had the what about the A? I need to get one away then. Acrobat. I gave you quite a few clues.
Acrobat.
Ami, super. Avion, oui. Anana. Any others think of that swirly?
Ami.
Papa, super. Ami, I think we've already had. And then we've got our T's. Now then, before we move on to using this to help us to pronounce some of the things that we are going to say to our French friends when we do our webcamming next week, let's just have a summing up then. Can anybody tell me how they think that learning the phonics of the French alphabet or French words, how might that help you with this project that we've got with France? Think carefully before you answer. Wait.
Help you pronounce, yeah.
Letters.
So if we practice our letters, do you think when they listen to, what do you think they might think when we practice our French, when we speak to them next week on the webcam? You'd be easier to understand. So in terms of communication, it's probably a really good idea, isn't it? One final comment.
They might think that because it helps us improve our French accent as well as the phonics.
It helps you to produce your French accent. And that's exactly the reason that I want to do that. Some of you said when we listened to our French friends that they sounded quite French when they spoke English. We could understand them, they managed to communicate with us. But imagine if they practiced their English phonics, just like we're practicing our French phonics, imagine how much more English they would sound. And the aim of this really is to practice every week all of our different sounds and to try and improve our accent. So very well done, some really good comments there, bravo. Okay, now, unbeknown to you, I've been recording